Okay. If you have never heard of me, actually, I know everyone in this room by name. Yes, I do. I actually know which bedroom you sleep in, too. I've been to your house. Anyways, that was probably really creepy to say, but oh well. I have known you since you were a year old. You used to cry when I'd walk out of the room. Did you guys not know this? I realized this the other day. Ernesto, I knew Ernesto when he was really young, but it took me a while to realize that he was the same kid that, like, whenever I was around, he'd want to be held by me. So, it's heart movement. No, you don't have to hug me. Thanks, anyways. Thanks for trying to instigate there, Heather. That was kind. All right, well, you guys know me, so you should know that I'm interactive. I like discussion. I like talking. At the same time, I don't like talking over another conversation that could be taking place. So if you have your phones or stuff and you're going to be distracted, just put it down, because I had to leave mine at the back because I get distracted easily. Good news? Well, let's pray first. Father God, would you just come and fill us tonight? Would you just be with us? Would you help us to have a great evening? And Lord, would you just bless us this season, especially as we're moving into the time of celebrating Jesus' birth? Would you help us to just draw closer with our families? Lord, as most everyone in this room is probably finishing up school for a season, I just ask that you would allow peace to reign in homes so that as they are at home playing video games or going out shopping, that there wouldn't be fights with the families, but rather there'd just be a lot of fun. Same with my house, God, please. Amen. Okay, good news. What's my good news? A what, huh? I am taking a limo to the airport tomorrow. That's very good news. Good news, I got two cakes today. Not one, but two. And I didn't even ask for either of them. How awesome is that? Yeah. Look, you guys aren't happy for me. I got cake for free. Yes, help yourself. If you want some cake, this was a cake made by Zoe. The reason why I'm so quick to share is in case Zoe's trying to poison me, you'll all go down with me. It said, thank you, you are the best youth pastor ever. Pastor, E-R. It is the thought that counts. If you bake me a cake, and it's a good cake, and it's not like full of eggshells and stuff, I will be very happy. Thank you. Thank you, Zoe. I also got a cake from a lady who does a lot of cooking here. Her name's Diana, and she made me a homemade Black Forest cheesecake, which I've never heard of. It's really good. It's sitting in my office if you want some. If you want some of this, Farhad, can you just cut up some? It's really yummy. Look how much I ate. Well, everyone else ate. All right, so a few weeks ago, we were talking about... Let me refresh your memories. A few weeks ago, Anne was here. She was talking at the beginning of November, and you guys broke down into small groups. Do you remember what it was about? Jesus is not the correct answer in this circumstance. Actually, Jesus is the correct answer. What we were talking about a few weeks ago, was why Jesus is important to us. So, the point of what we're talking about today is what exactly did Jesus do and what was his mission here on earth? Ideas? This is the, when I do that with the hands and I pause for a second, it's not me taking a break, it's your time to converse back. What do you think Jesus' mission was here on earth? Really? Really? You have all grown up in church. I know you know this answer. And I know you're all loud, except for maybe two or three of you. Listen, you can talk. Tell me, what do you think Jesus' mission was? Globo. To die on the cross. That's a horrible kind of mission. I am coming to earth to die. Yes, actually, that is the correct answer. That's part of the correct answer. What else do you think was Jesus' mission here on earth? Alosha. To take our sins away. How did he do that? Dying on the cross. Okay, your foot's not showing, so I can't kick your foot. All right, Ernesto, what else do you think was Jesus' mission here on earth? To be an example of what God is. Do you guys agree with that? A bit? Did you say a bit, or that's good? That's good. All right, so Jesus' mission was here to die on the cross, but also to show us what God's like. Sheldon, what do you think Jesus' mission was? I really like doing that. To what? To show us God's love. To testify to the church. Come on, what else? To be trapped in a man's body. What else? Let's talk about Jesus. You guys know about Jesus. Why would he be here? What did he want to do? Bring us hope. To what? To do whatever he saw the Father doing. Okay, that's a good question. What was the Father doing? No, it was a good question because my brain asked the question as you said your response. So I was actually congratulating myself. What do you think God was wanting Jesus to do? What do you think he was modeling to Jesus? Love. Sure. That's good. What else? Huh? You're asking for cake. Okay. Anyone else? Okay. Oh, you're welcome. Thanks, Zoe. She made it. To show us a new way of living. Okay. Let's sum all of this up. Are you with me? If you're with me, stand up. Keep in mind, if you're not with me, I may soak you with water. Yeah, that got Josh moving. All right. I want you to go and walk up to somebody in this room, and you're going to tell someone the purpose, what you think Jesus came to earth for. Go. What do you think Jesus came to earth for? Share with the other person. Oh, it's not a discussion. Just share the quick word. Okay. Everybody sit. Some of you were dogs, you would have failed class. Huh? My dog died from cancer. I know. Yeah? I had a dog for 12 years. She passed away from stage 4 cancer. Oh, Dexter? Dexter, I had to give him away. He was crazy. Okay. Attention. I will, but I'll take off the lid. Oh, they stopped talking. Nope. Nope. Talking about Jesus still isn't a reason to be talking. Unless you're converting the person next to you. All right. Here's the thing. We know who Jesus is. We've heard about him, right? You guys have talked about him before. You've probably done object lessons. You've probably seen movies. You may have heard of a book or two about him. You guys know who Jesus is. The whole purpose of what we want to do tonight, though, is specifically look at why Jesus came here to earth and what he accomplished. And Jesus's goal in coming to earth wasn't just to show up in a man's body and be like, wow, I'm Jesus, worship me. Because if he wanted to do that, he would have shown up in a much more glamorous way. But Jesus's role in coming to earth, what we're looking at tonight, is the fact that he came specifically to take away our sins. To be able to deal with the biggest issue that mankind has ever faced. What is that issue? Ourselves. We as people made a really big mistake back in the Garden of Eden, and if you think it was just Adam and Eve that would have done it, ask yourself this question, have you ever sinned? Yes. So because you've sinned, you can't just blame Adam and Eve because you would have made the same choice, most likely. So, Jesus had to come so that we could be back in the way God intended. What was the purpose of us being created? Again, more discussion. Relationship. That's a very good word. Why we were created to worship God. We were created for relationship. Why is it, though, that sin separated us from God? Yeah, like I said, we would have made the same choice, but sin. We know sin separates us from God, but why does it separate us from God? Yes. Because we are no longer perfect and he is. That's excellent. That's a great answer. See, we were created perfectly, weren't we? God, when he created Adam and Eve, created them without sin, and he gave them simple instruction. Like I said, if you're going to blame Adam and Eve, look at your own life. Now, when sin came into the picture, it separated us from God because he's perfect and we're not. if you create someone, if you desire to be with someone and something is stopping you from being with them, what do you want to do? When you love someone and you want to be with them and there's something stopping you from being with them, what do you want to do? You want to what? You want to fix it. You want to change it. You want to do something so that you can be with that person. Anyone here ever been in love or infatuated or anything like that? That's fine. That's good. I threw in infatuated because not everyone has experienced love yet. Okay, how many of you have really liked something or someone and you've really wanted to have it, like a new game system or a new pair of shoes, Micah? No? Those brand new ears, you remember? Those ears from Elf Days? When you really desire something and you want to be with something, you want to do what you can to be with, to fix a problem. It would be like being in a long-distance relationship. Your desire would be to be with that person. So Jesus was the solution. And we know this, and we're going to look at this a little later tonight in small groups as well. But the question comes down to a very simple understanding in my head, and that is, how? How was Jesus able to do what we needed to be able to fix it so that me and the Father, me and Jesus, me and the Holy Spirit, me and God could be back in relationship? John already told us, we're imperfect. I've made mistakes. You've made mistakes. So because we're not perfect, how is it that Jesus was able to make us perfect? And don't give me the Christian answer. You all know what the Christian answer would be, the cross. How is it that Jesus was able to do it? Thoughts? Have you ever thought about this? Yes. Sorry, yeah. How did Jesus do what he did so that we could be perfect? Yes, Elisha. Sorry? He loved us. Yeah, that's definitely part of it. He went to the lowest of the lowest places. See, there's an interesting thought about that. Sometimes, did you know as a leader, that sometimes as leaders, I don't know if this is the best analogy to compare it to, but as leaders, sometimes you're not meant to just be above people and lead them. Sometimes you have to come down to where people are at and sort of get underneath them to push them forward. And if you think about it like that, Jesus was perfect. He was set apart. He was in heaven. But he knew that we couldn't be there with him. So what did he end up doing? He took the humblest approach he could possibly take. He became just like the people he created, the people who chose to distance himself from him. And he came to earth, as you know the story, in the form of a little baby. And what he did is he paid the price by dying for our sins. But he became the person that sort of pushed us forward. The big question comes down to not just why Jesus died, but how he died, but also, why couldn't you die for someone else? Thoughts? Okay, sorry? That was good. Probably a good answer. What did you say? Because we're what? Okay. So, yeah, would it be suicide if we died for someone else? Yeah, there's that aspect to it. But why couldn't I actually pay the price for your sin? Yes. Because I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect? Why are you saying I'm not perfect? I'm a nice person. I am using myself as an example. Am I not perfect? No. Good answer. I'm not perfect. The reason why I could not pay the price for Amanda's sin is because I'm not perfect. Jesus was. So when he came, he not only put himself in the humblest of places, he did what no one else was able to do. And that was to live a perfect life. Wow, a perfect life. And not just for a few days. Like, we sort of think it was just from chapter, like, 1 to 3 in Matthew. But really, that 30 years. How old are you? Who here is above 30? Lies. There is no one above 30. I am the closest to 30 in this room. And I could not imagine living up until this point. I would love to, but living from the point of birth to 2 years from now, actually, 5 more years from now, because he was 33 when he died, without making a single Mistake. With being the guy who everyone wants to be around because he's always kind and happy, because he's always loving. To be the guy who's always taking taking the low road, but also taking the high road. You know, being the person who everyone admires, but also some people really despise. Jesus did exactly what I couldn't do. Because even if I was created perfect, I don't think I could have lasted that long. So, in his perfection, he died on a cross. And as he died on the cross, our sin was paid for, if we accept him. And so tonight, as you guys break down into some smaller groups with your leaders, just think about that. Think about what it actually looks like and what it means to try and live a perfect life, but also to understand why Jesus did what he did. Because it puts things in a different ballgame. Maddie, do you mind? Madison, do you mind? Thanks. It puts it in a different perspective. I mean, Jesus had a choice, didn't he? He could have chosen not to do what he was meant to do, but he still chose to do it. How many of you have always done the right thing? When you're faced with the right choice or the wrong choice, 9 out of 10, you've chosen the right choice. Okay, that's honest. That's good. Jesus not only took the right choice, but he sometimes took the harder choice, knowing full well what the end goal was. Micah, why would you want to get married when you get older? There are ladies listening. Why would you like to get married when you're older? Okay, but falling in love with someone, I mean, why do you have to get married? So you can be with them for the rest of your life. To commit to someone. Really? The ultimate form of love is commitment. What? Oh, you're trying to say that word, you just don't want to say it. Okay. To be able to express yourself in love. You say it after. So I guess what it comes down to is this. Jesus knew exactly what you were going to end up like. He knew exactly the struggles you were going to go through. He knew the joys you were going to have. I've had quite a few conversations about this with some friends. But about the fact that if you knew someone, like your son or daughter, was going to go through pain, but you could choose to have never had them in the first place, would you still have them? And the answer is yes, in my mind. Because even though there might be pain, Jesus knew exactly what you were going to end up in and where you were going to end up, and that's heaven, with God, with him. That's why he paid the price he did. So let's just break down into some smaller groups. We have Sheldon, we have David, we have Amanda, and we have Tammy. Why don't you four stand up? Excellent. Now, here's what we're going to do. David Shunker, here's what we're going to do. Other leaders, hey, phones, little bands away. Little bands, like your boys. Just keep them away. Thanks. All right, here's the thing. We're going to break down into smaller groups, but here's what you need to do. You need to determine who you want to go with, because the purpose of this small group is to discuss. They want to talk over some ideas with you. But here's the thing. If you are not going to engage and talk, then it's probably easier just not to even participate. But if you want to, I'm telling you, it's going to be good. So, join up with some of these leaders. If you want to mix it up, it does not just have to be boys with boys and girls with girls. You can mix it up. The only thing that I say tonight is do not distract the other people around you, but have a good time discussing exactly why Jesus died. Okay? So break yourselves down.